Let's bring in Charlie Dickey, offensive line coach, Kansas State, go Wildcats, and a man who knows the Bears' second-round pick extremely well in Cody Whitehair. Charlie, thanks for taking the time joining us at WGN. You had Cody playing all over. Apparently, he thinks that he should be at guard in the NFL, and that's where he's most comfortable. Of course, he'll do whatever the Bears want. Where do you think he profiles best as far as the NFL goes?
Well, I think guard's going to be a great position for him. You know, I think that was his natural position in college. That's where he started out. That's where we started him off, when he first got here, his first 2 years. But, you know, he became my best offensive lineman, and so I ended up moving him out to the tackle spot.
What are the Bears getting here with Cody Whitehair? How would you describe him? What's your scouting report on him?
Well, I think you're going to get a guy that's really smart. I think he plays with great intelligence. He's going to pick things up, I think, really very easily. He's a big technician. He's a tough guy. You know, he's a hard worker. He likes to grind, and I think they're going to get a really well-rounded offensive lineman. You know, a guy that's going to play with a great base and great leverage and really has, really good, strong hands.
He's Charlie Dickey. He was Cody Whitehair's offensive line coach at Kansas State, giving us some insight on the Bears' newest offensive lineman. And, Charlie, I saw him at the Senior Bowl this year, and just watching him in those practices, the one thing that stood out to me was his technique just seems so consistent on every single snap. There's just a consistency to him that I think a lot of offensive linemen that maybe a little bit more raw might not have. He seems like a guy that the Bears are going to be able to depend on very early.
Yeah, you know, Cody, just like I said, I think he really, you know, he's very detail-oriented. He picks up things really easy. Whatever they're going to coach him, whatever they're going to tell him to do, he'll pick it up. And, you know, and a lot, I don't know if people realize he's a really good athlete. The guy is an extremely good athlete. And so it just kind of comes natural for him in that regard.
Charlie, a lot of the negative talk around Cody's been his bench rep, which he only did 16, lifting 225. I'm assuming you guys lift a ton of weights down there, so and I'm assuming that he's stronger than that. What's your understanding of why he came up short, I guess, in that particular part of his boot camp, as well, I'll put it?
Well, you know, I can't explain that, but I do know, you know, he does hit the weights hard. I mean, he really worked hard in our weight room and did a great job. I'll say this. I don't think it mattered. I don't think his strength was ever an issue, on the field ever. You know, he's got a lot of natural strength. He plays with really good leverage. Like I said, he's got great hand strength. He's got big hands. And so when he gets his hands on you, he's hard to get away from. And he plays with such great balance. And has a really good base, so he's really hard to get around, and he knows how to anchor and do those type of things that can create leverage where maybe that lack of strength it doesn't show up.
Bears general manager Ryan Pace said last night that he sees Cody Whitehair as a guard, but thinks he could also play some center if needed. Did he get any experience playing center for you guys, and how do you think he would project to that position?
Well, I think he would project very well because he picks things up very easily, and again, he's a natural athlete. So, you know, I think he'll pick it up really well. To be honest with you, excuse me, he did not take a lot of reps with us at center. So, you know, he did a little bit there towards the end, just in terms of just learning the position. But I think it'll be a natural position. I think it could be a natural fit for him because he bends really well, and he's just really, really smart kid.
Charlie Dickey, the offensive line coach at Kansas State, been there a long time. Not the first guy that Charlie has helped get to the NFL. The Bears, I guess, they met Cody's family too, Charlie, and they were super impressed by – where he's coming from. What can you tell us about his background?
Well, Cody's an Abilene, Kansas kid. I mean, he's got a great family, and you know, they're you know, I know his dad, you know, they have a ranch out there in Abilene. I mean, he spent a lot of time out there. He's a farm kid. I mean, he loves being outdoors, and they just have a great family. And they do a great job of supporting both mom and dad and the whole family. I mean, it was a family affair when, you know, aunts, uncles, cousins, you know, grandparents, they'd all be at the game.
You never heard him saying something like he's a Packers fan or anything like that, did you?
No, I never did. No.
All right.
He'll be a great Bear.
Hey, are you a little surprised that, correct me if I'm wrong, I still don't think that Glenn Gronkowski, your fullback, has been drafted, and we're running out of draft picks here if we haven't already, but sometimes that's a good thing at this point to be able to sign and kind of pick where you want to go. But he was another guy, and he's the younger brother of Rob Gronkowski, for people that don't know that. He was impressive at the Senior Bowl to me as well. I'm a little surprised that he hasn't been picked yet.
Yeah, I can't answer that. You know, I didn't realize that. I did not realize he had not been drafted yet. So, you know, Glenn's another great kid, and he'll really smart guy. I mean, so he'll get him out. When he gets his opportunity, he'll make the best of it.
And last one for you, Charlie. The other concern on Cody is that he never played from a 3-point stand. He's always played with a 2-point. How do you think that will affect him as far as the learning curve?
Well, see, that's not necessarily true, because his first 2 years, that's all he did was be in a 3-point stance, because he played guard. And then, every now and then we did some of the tackles would get in 3-point stances on our goal line. You know, when we did all of our drill work, I had him get in a 3-point stance, all of it, you know, in the shoots, all of it. And then, because I felt like that was, we did all the drill work in 3-point stances. It won't be an issue with him at all.
Get that hand in the dirt, baby.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like the Bears got a pretty solid offensive lineman here, one that should project pretty well into the interior of the Bears' offensive line. And I think he's a very dependable, solid player that the Bears got. So thanks so much for joining us here, Charlie Dickey, the offensive line coach at Kansas State. Really appreciate your insight. It helps hearing it from a guy that coached him for 4 years.
Well, I appreciate it, guys, and wish you guys the best. I'm excited for Cody. Thank you.
Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate it. Charlie Dickey did a great job there. I enjoyed that talk with the offensive line coach, Kansas State, repping his guy, as you knew he would, but giving a little history on little farm kid, Cody Whitehair.